Water for ecosystems is often described in terms of environmental flow requirements, or EFRs, defined as the quantity, quality, and timing of water flows required for sustaining ecosystems and the valuable services they provide. As defined by the 2007 Brisbane Declaration, involves the provisioning of water flows needed to sustain freshwater and estuarine ecosystems in coexistence with agriculture, industry, and cities. EFRs are not the minimum flows typically defined on the basis of hydrological conditions alone, but minimum flows for maintaining downstream river ecosystems in a desired ecological state, maintaining floodplains, fish migration, cycling of organic matter, and water quality. One of the first and most critical decisions a water manager makes is a determination of how much water to leave flowing in a river and how much to allocate for the different uses. This is not a static or one-time decision. It's a dynamic input to management planning that varies across space and river basins and across times of the year. It varies with changing development priorities and societal choices about nature conservation and delivery of ecosystem services. The target environmental flow is a negotiated flow, set by different users and their competing objectives. How much water to allocate to the environment and determining how to balance this with other water demands of different sectors is often controversial. It must be determined by agreements of stakeholders on the desired future ecosystem state and by a set of rules that coordinates with other types of basin-wide water uses. Valuation systems for ecosystem services, such as payment for ecosystem services, plays an important role in highlighting the values of ecosystem services and the environmental flows that sustain them.